angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Chosen from all women. blessed in turn, all women too. Blessed they with peaceful spirits, blessed they with gentle hearts, gentle woman.
Terço na mão, peço a vós, minha Virgem Maria, minha prece levai a Jesus, Santa Mãe que nos guia. Com o terço na mão, peço a vós, minha Nossa Senhora, por nós todos rogai a Deus Pai, vos pedimos agora. Com o terço na mão, de joelhos no chão, vos pedimos. Aliviai as tristezas e as dores que às vezes sentimos. Clareai o caminho daqueles que vivem perdidos. E olhai por aqueles que o mundo deixou esquecidos. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Nos mistérios contemplo nascer de Jesus e a alegria. Na paixão, por amor preso à cruz, sua dor e agonia. Sua ressurreição e aos céus a ascensão no terceiro dia. vossa coroação junto a Deus, coração de Maria. Com o terço na mão e com fé aprendi, mãe querida, que aceitar a vontade de Deus é o maior bem da vida. Que ajudar um irmão no instante do seu sofrimento é amar nosso próximo e servir a Deus Pai nesse momento. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Holy Hour on Radio Veritas. I'm Sheila Pierce, and it's great to be here with you. Today being a Tuesday, we have Father Ronnie OMI, and he'll be ready to celebrate Mass at around 12:30. In the meantime, though, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. You can also SMS the prayer intentions to 41809 at a cost of 1.50. Let's go to our first caller, Ashton. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Hello. All right, I'm going to ask you to please turn down the volume on the radio whenever you call in with prayer intentions. Let's try that again. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thanks. Who am I speaking to?
It's Shana from Berea.
Yes, Shana.
I'd like to offer up a mass, please, for our dear friend, Audrey Gaskin.
Yeah.
And one of the teachers I work with, her son was knocked down by a car. His name is Musa.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you for the call, Shana Goldwell.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
You on Veritas? Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing, Shayla?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm so blessed, Shayla. I'd like to just place on the altar my sister Tracy. She's going for 3 interviews today. And I'd like to just for Colleen from the church to get a job, and for Mr. Kelly to be healed, and for myself, and Verna, and Trudy, and Tracy, and all our children to be healed, and for all our intentions to be met, and for reparation of our sins, and for all of you guys at Radio Veritas for your intentions and for reparation of your sins.
Thank you, Shayla. Thank you very much. Am I speaking to Booty?
No, Terry.
Terry. Okay, you sound a lot like Booty. Okay. Thanks,
okay,
Terry.
Thank you. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you too.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
Afternoon, Shayla.
Hi, Gift. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good.
Yes, Gift.
Yes, today, Shayla, I like to put my studies on the altar. Also like to put my son for good health.
Yeah.
And that the Lord may grant us spiritual growth, as well as the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Also like to put the Radio Veritas for financial stability. And to my families and their special intentions, as well as my parish and the parishioners at Holy Rosary. And last but not least, Shayla, it's for my godmother, Yuna Kambule, and her family.
Yeah.
And that the Lord may grant success in their special intentions.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Gift. Go on.
Thank you then, Shayla.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Shayla. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today, Julie?
I'm feeling a little better, thank God.
That's lovely. Yes, what are your prayer intentions for today?
Please Shayla, if you could place me on the altar. And for my sick family and friends, all the poor souls in purgatory, anybody that needs a prayer that's got a problem in that needs a prayer.
Okay.
And for Radio Veritas, God bless you all for the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you.
And for I don't know who's saying Mass today.
It's Father Ron.
And for Father Ron. And for I don't know who else to pray for peace in the world. And especially here in South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Julie, and get well soon, eh?
Okay. Thank
All
you
right
very
then.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
How are you, Sheila?
I'm well, and how are you?
Not good.
That's good, Swandile. Who are we praying for today?
I pray for this young girl who has been forced to arrange marriages. That God may help their parents to see that girl has been wrong. And they must just be educated and be free from their situation. And I also pray for those who are looking for employment.
Okay, Swandile, thank you so much for the call, eh? Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
All right then, bye-bye. It's 19 minutes after 12. If you just joined us, welcome to Radio Veritas Holy Hour. We're taking your prayer intentions before we begin with Mass at 12:30. The number to dial with prayer intentions for today's Mass is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Bunny?
Fine. Thank you, Shayla.
I'm well. Thank you. What are we praying for?
Shayla, for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving that my son has found a job at the moment. Please, God, it carries on. And for all my special intentions, for Father Pierre, whose birthday was on the 14th, and today is Father Charles' birthday. We wish them all the best. And my brother, today, his funeral and a death anniversary. His soul to rest in peace, and for peace, love, studies, and for employment as well, and for all you and my sick family and friends. And also for you lovely people, and thanksgiving to you for all your good work you do at Radio Veritas, Shayla. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, Bunny. God bless.
Thank you, Shayla. Hey, bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila. It's Marie speaking. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you today?
I'm all right, thank you.
Yes.
I would like, please, if you can pray for my sister-in-law, Gilmet. Mm-hmm. She lives in Natal, and she was in the coma this morning after having a stroke last night. So please pray for her.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll do.
Bye-bye.
Eh? Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Sheila. Afternoon. How are you, Sheila?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm fine. Dinner speaking to home, eh?
Cookie. Oh, okay. Good to hear from you again, eh?
How are you, my dear?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, I'm fine, but I'm not fine. My grandson is not well.
Oh, same. How old is he?
So, he's 10.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a boy. He's not feeling well. His mom called me yesterday that he's sick. He's got bronchitis.
Oh, all right.
So will you, will you please put him on the altar?
Will do.
And my sister's son, his mother passed on. He's in Paragonath Hospital.
Mm.
He's Thabo Motaung.
Okay.
Yes, he's staying at Natal Spread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please put them on the altar, Sheila. I know that they'll kick those blankets if you pray for me and the father email and all the stuff. And please say to Kenny, thanks very much for the lovely music that you play for me on Sunday, because I'm always listening to Veritas if I'm not going to church.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
God bless you all. I love you all. And say hey to Tisho.
Will do. God bless you too, Cookie.
Thank you. Care. Have a nice weekend.
You
and to
too.
Your kids, because I won't be in the house.
Okay.
These coming days.
All right.
Thank
same
you.
To
God
you.
Bless you and
God
thank
bless.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sheila.
You on Veritas? Hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila. How are you? It's Norman.
Norman, I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Sheila.
Yes, Norman.
My best intention is for my daughter, Lucia.
Yeah.
I asked our Lord to help her to find work.
Yes.
And then also I asked our Lord to help my brother through healing.
Yeah.
On his cancer.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sheila. God bless you and everybody at Veritas.
You're most welcome. Thanks, Norman. Go on.
Okay, bye.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
To Tisha Masugu.
Say that again.
Tisha Masugu.
Oh, welcome. How are you today?
I'm okay today. How's yourself?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to ask a question for my family.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mother Mary, Holy Mother, for all what has done for us, answering our prayers.
Yeah.
And as our mother is still pleading with her to help us through our difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the souls of all our families, Masuru family, Kunu family, Kiza family, Bata family. And thank you very much as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Go well. Bye-bye. Well, it's going to 25 minutes after 12. We'll soon be starting with Mass. But first, we remember the intentions for Mervyn and Carol. The intentions also for asking that Mother Mary intercedes to grant grace, and patience, as well as humbleness to her mom. And then Christina asked us to pray for Simba, Akani, Hanya, and Tato on the altar for God's blessing. And then Johanna asked us to pray for healing mercies and a speedy recovery for Vaughn and all the sick family and friends. And then Mabopane asked us to pray for herself, for Ronnie and family, Mabasus, the Nkhanas, the Machabas, and the entire Motawung family, as well as that comes from Ronnie from Christ the King. We have an intention here asking us to pray for Charlotte and Flick. We also pray for the intentions from Marianne. We pray for the intentions of Lucille and Fatima. Not forgetting intentions that came through earlier. Selena asking us to pray for her intentions. We also remember to pray for Nom Santlapo, praying for Spue's grandmother, actually. May her soul rest in peace. She passed away and We pray that her soul may rest in peace as well as for consolation for the family. So we pray in a special way for Spiwe at this time. Remember the intentions of Elsie, Maria, Anna, Dorothy, Patricia, Mrs. Noonan, Frank's mother, who's at 90, is not well and she's in hospital. So with that said, we'll take the last two calls before we begin with Mass. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Wilhelmina. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you, Wilhelmina?
I'm well, thanks.
Lovely. What are your prayer intentions?
Sheila, will you please put my name on the altar?
Yeah.
For my family.
Mm-hmm.
And for my daughter in London, who turned 50 yesterday.
Okay.
Her name is Isabel.
Yes.
And for all the sick, especially Father Leeson, he's very really ill now, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sheila, and God bless you, and have a good day.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too. Go on.
Thank you.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, how are you? Is that Toko?
It's Paula.
Paula.
I've always
how are you?
All this time. I'm sick.
Yes, I remember you did say that.
You know, could you please put me on the altar and my husband,
mm-hmm.
and my children, my grandchildren, and all the family that is held in my families, different families,
yeah.
and for Radio Veritas, and for the priest celebrating that,
mm-hmm.
and for all the sick and the dying, and for hardened sinners and prisoners,
mm-hmm.
and the holy souls in purgatory.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila. I love you. And for you.
Thank you so much, Paula. Thank you. And God loves you, too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You too, my angel. Always.
Thank you. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila. And how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Verzi.
Yes?
I'm phoning from Fruitier North. I would like to place my younger brother, Alexius Kosa, on the altar. He is very sick, suffering from heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I also pray for all the sick in hospitals and at home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Go on. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye.
God bless you, too. You on Veritas, hello?
Good day, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Mempo?
Oh, fine. Oh, today, Sheila, my special intention for myself,
mm-hmm.
for my family, my son in Pretoria, for God to always guide, protect, heal us and protect us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the call. God bless you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mambo from Port Elizabeth.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's
lovely. I just want you to put my daughter in on the altar. She was sick about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and I think she's going back to hospital. She's still very young.
Sorry to hear that.
From me and my husband and all my children and grandchildren, please.
Okay.
Keep well and all the people at Veritas. I really enjoyed it every day.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Mumble.
Thank you, Sheila.
God
okay.
Bye-bye. Well, it's almost 12:30. Remember the intentions from Doris Jackson asking us to pray for the late Reg 3 years today. May his soul rest in peace and also for all the faithful departed. Remember also to pray in a special way for the intentions of Bernadette and Zia, the intentions of Janice as well. With that said, we begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
The word of my Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant your church, we pray, Almighty God, that she may have Saint Stephen of Hungary, who fostered her growth while a king on earth, as a glorious defender in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is proud, and you have said, I am God, I sit in the seat of the gods, in the heart of the seas, yet you are but a man and no God, though you consider yourself as wise as a God. You are indeed wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and your understanding, you have gotten wealth for yourself, and have gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your wealth, and your heart has become proud in your wealth. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you consider yourself as wise as a god, therefore, behold, I will bring strangers upon you, the most terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall thrust you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the heart of the seas. Will you say, I am God, in the presence of those who slay you, though you are but a man and no God? In the hands of those who wound you, you shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I kill and I make alive.
I kill and I make alive.
I would have said, I will scatter them afar. I will make the remembrance of them cease from among men, had I not feared provocation by the enemy, lest the adversaries should judge amiss.
I kill and I make alive.
Lest they should say, our hand is triumphant, the Lord has not wrought all these. For they are a nation void of counsel, and there is no understanding in them.
I kill and I make alive.
How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to fight, unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up? I kill and I make alive. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and their doom comes swiftly. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. I kill and I make alive. Though Jesus Christ was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it will be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then shall we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man shall sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many that are first will be last, and the last first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Can't help but comparing St. Stephen, whom we celebrate today, with the King of Tyre that Prophet Ezekiel is addressing. A king who has done very well in trade, is ruling over the seas in trade, very proud, not only casting God away, but making himself as God, wanting others to be under his power and control. And then you take Stephen, who was a king, king of Hungary, but a servant to his people. We have many saintly kings and queens and princes and princesses in the history of the church, and Stephen, one of them, who helped to use all at his means to spread the gospel, to encourage the growth of the church, and to take care of his people and the poor. How different. And Jesus is saying that if we have lost everything, given everything up for the sake of his kingdom in the new world, he says, we will be richly rewarded. And so for all of us who are going through difficulties, who are struggling, we lift up our eyes to that vision of a new world. We are being created for a new world. One day we will live in a new way of being, something so wonderful. And this week, as we are celebrating the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, who already is sharing in that reward of the new world, it gives us such hope. So let's not give up, let's not give in, and let's rather be focused on doing Christ's work, bringing his love, bringing his truth, his presence into the lives of others. And for those of us that particularly feel that we have lost so much in this world, perhaps it's health, perhaps it's one of our senses, hearing, sight, touch in parts of our body that's making it difficult to walk, whatever it is, let's have that vision, that hope. This world is passing. We are children of a new world. Heavenly Father, we look upon the image of our mother Mary and her resurrection in advance, as it were, her assumption, something we are going to all share in if we are faithful, just gives us courage and hope in the difficulties we are going through, sicknesses, whatever, or in the difficulties we see within our country, our world about us. And so this encourages us to be like King Stephen, bringing your love, your light, your hope, your presence, your gospel into the world. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we bring to you the many prayers that we were asked to pray. We place upon your altar the many persons and situations we are asked to pray for today. We bring to you those who are sick. Have mercy upon them all, including Dawn Thompson of my parish. We just lift all of these. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we pray for those who are needing work, the person who's going for the 3 interviews. We just pray that the door will open for them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we bring to you all the families and various persons we are asked to pray for. We just lift up all these individuals, these families. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
If anyone in the studio would like to pray, please do so. And Lord, we bring to you 2 of the persons in the studio that are ill at the moment too, and we pray for healing for them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And we just bring to you whatever's in the heart of our listeners. You know, the struggles, the turmoils, the emptiness, the brokenness. But Lord, you look upon the hope that you've planted in their hearts, and you lift them up with Christ in this Eucharist. And so we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. And blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
And through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Through the present oblation, O Lord, which we offer in commemoration of blessed King Stephen, bestow on your faithful, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits you crown your own gifts. By their way of life you offer us an example. By communion with them you give us companionship, and by their intercession sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels and archangels, with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You are holy indeed, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Bouty and Duncan our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours for ever and ever.
Amen.
At the Saviour's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, to sit your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
and with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace with you. Peace with you. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Sweetheart of Jesus, Prince of love and mercy, today we come thy blessings to implore. Oh, touch our hearts so poor and so ungrateful, and make them, Lord, thy own forevermore.
Lord, we sometimes feel overpowered by things, or we just feel so empty or confused. Let us never be without hope, for you have promised us a kingdom, a new world, in which already we are sharing in the Spirit, in our hearts. And so everything that we're going through, we offer in union with the sacrifice of Jesus, your Son, so that even within our illnesses, our difficulties, our lonelinesses, depressions, we can know the power of his stirring within us, stirring us into new being, new life. And one day we're going to be glorious in heaven like our Blessed Mother. We just pray this week as we're preparing for the great feast of the Assumption, for that hope to stir within us. And we just bring to you our nation, our country. We pray with hope for reconversion back to you. Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received, O Lord, in commemoration of Blessed Saint Stephen, sanctify our minds and hearts, that we may merit to be sharers in the divine name. And may the people of Hungary be specially blessed today, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go announcing the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst.
Well, it's now 12:27. That brings us to the end of our live broadcast of Mass. Father Ron, thank you so much. And of course, thanks to Linda and Glenda. Am I saying that? Claudette. There we go. Linda and Claudette, also from Father Ron's parish, who are here in the studio with us. Thank you so much, ladies. And of course, to Ashton, our technical producer. And also remember to thank all our listeners for their ongoing support. Until tomorrow at 12 noon.
You shall see the face of God. Blessed.